We were completely devastated. I think we're still in shock, but it's just been a whirlwind since then. We've never stopped, so we're still trying to take it in, I think. Looking after Stacey. Stacey's got a 3-year-old daughter with her partner. Things like, I was at university, but I've deferred. But a really close family, and we just want to be near her. She's in Glasgow. She doesn't know Glasgow. She's going to be in isolation a lot of the time. So just even seeing us, hearing us, seeing her daughter, things like that will make all the difference to Stacey. She is really positive. She obviously has her moments if she's got time to sit and think about things, but there hasn't really been time. There's been so many bone marrow tests, lumbar puncture tests. Like, she's got appointments constantly, so when she does have down moments, we're sort of there to keep her going, and she's got her daughter, and she looks at her and knows that this is the right treatment to go ahead with. You don't realise until you've dealt with cancer how much it affects everything surrounding everybody. It's just got a devastating effect. The prices of accommodation, we just can't afford that. And the Marion's house through Clicksergeant is full because there's so many children in the hospital at the moment. So our last resort is to just ask anybody if there's anything they can do to help.